The historic Caddo Lake Drawbridge will turn 100 years old in the new year. The vertical lift bridge in Mooringsport was built under the authority of the Caddo Parish Police Jury during the town's oil boom era. Ahead of World War II, it was used in the Louisiana maneuvers to mimic a bridge under siege. So when the state decided to replace the drawbridge in the late 80s, Mooringsport resident Darren Gwynn began an earnest quest to save it.
I was raised in this small town, and I always thought the bridge was unique. I'd never seen one like it. And when I heard that it was going to be torn down, I thought, there's got to be something here, something of interest. And it turned out I was right.
The drawbridge was designed by the prolific American bridge builder, John Alexander Low Waddell. The renowned civil engineer designed more than 100 movable bridges during his life. Many are historic landmarks. This bridge was never motorized, and most of the gears are still intact. Today, a footbridge and closed to vehicles, Gwynn recalls his fight to keep it from being dismantled and sold for scrap.
This went all the way to the federal level. U.S. senators became involved. The Federal Highway Administration became involved. The state of Louisiana had never done a historic bridge inventory, which was a requirement for states to receive federal highway money. This triggered them to do their very first one.
Gwynn says Mooringsport residents take pride in their bridge that was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1996. He hopes the bridge's centennial will be celebrated at local festivals next year. He lives just a few blocks from the bridge he saved, and his favorite thing is to see people stop and take pictures of it. He's compiled more information at CaddoLakeDrawbridge.com.